From American Public Media, this is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. From trade deals to bond yields, government bond yields are going up. In fact, they've been rising for a couple months now, but today they hit new highs for the year, not just in the U.S., but also in Japan, Germany, and the United Kingdom. And a lot of investors are selling their government bonds right now. The question is, why? Marketplace's Nova Sappho has the story.
If the bond market is doing well, it could be that the rest of us aren't. That's according to Marilyn Cohen of Envision Capital Management.
The bond market doesn't like growth. It likes recession much better between the two.
Because when there's economic uncertainty, investors often flee to the safety of government-issued debt. So what does it mean when investors go bearish on bonds?
Things are looking better in the economy as far as housing starts, housing sales, durable goods are looking a little bit better, and certainly car sales are looking spectacular.
Cohen says even Europe is doing better than expected, which is why bond yields are rising there too. There is, though, a dark side to all of this, says Karen Petru of Federal Financial Analytics.
We're really looking at the unintended result of well-intentioned crisis reforms.
Those reforms? Requiring banks to hold on to more cash. So they're not playing as big a part in buying and selling bonds. Petru says that's leading to
significant structural changes in the bond market that have the financial system very, very spooked.
Spooked, but not in crisis mode, says Marilyn Cohen. That would happen if lots more bonds get sold off at once. For the time being, she says, these rising yields will nudge interest rates slightly higher, and that should be good for Wall Street and for Main Street.
Most baby boomers that are living on fixed incomes will be very happy that interest rates go up.
Because, Cohen says, that means their monthly retirement incomes will go up too. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.